Blog Talk Radio.
This is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Stardish Radio. I'm your host, Joanne Kubicek. The time now is 9 p.m. Eastern, coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And well, that was just weird. Sound effects going off before I even press them. I think I got a ghost in my switchboard. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are able to come back tonight for tonight's show. We have the incredible Bradford Anderson, who will be with us in just a moment. If you guys can just hang on 1 second, and I'll be right there. Fabulous. Just getting rid of some technical difficulties before I actually went on the air with you guys. Okay, not even going to wait anymore. I am bringing straight on the air the magnificent Bradford Anderson. Darling. Hello, hello.
Hello?
Bradford. Hi, darling.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you. I can hear you, Mr. Verizon. How are you?
Oh, good. How are
you
doing?
Can you hear me now? I'm good. I just had a couple little issues with the switchboard for a second. I don't know what it was. But I'm glad to hear your voice.
Oh, it's good to hear yours as well. How does it feel? When you sign off tonight, will this be you signing off for the
foreseeable
future until you switch mediums?
Two more to go. I have an interview tomorrow morning, a little press tour I'm doing with ABC John Huertas from Castle. He'll be coming on in the morning for a couple of minutes. And then my last one will actually be Tuesday night with Kristen Alderson.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Going out with a star.
You know, there you go. I love it. So for those of you who don't know, Stardish will be signing off from Blog Talk Radio. We're looking for another medium. Things have come to an end with Blog Talk, but that's okay. You know, we had a great run almost 3 years, and we're moving on to bigger and better things. And I couldn't think of anything better. Yeah, and Bradford, for those of you who don't know, was my first guest on April 1st, 2008.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that insane? Insane.
Feeling old.
So before we go anywhere, yeah, no, I'm getting old, okay? I just turned 41 this year. Before I even go any further, because, you know, my son Tyler loves Spinelli. I told him that you were going to be on the show tonight, and he says, well, you know, he's really your friend. He probably doesn't remember me, but just make sure you tell Spinelli I said hi.
All right.
So Tyler's here, and he wants to say hi to Spinelli before he is off to bed. So would that be all right with you?
Of course.
All right, hold on a second.
Hi, Spinelli.
Hey, Tyler. How you doing, pal?
Good.
Yeah? Yeah, how's your Sunday been?
It's good.
Oh, I guess I should say out loud. I have the game on pause on my DVR, like it's just after the half. So if anything conclusive has happened, don't anybody tell me. I guess I should say that. That wasn't just for you. That wasn't just you, Tyler. I just realized because I was going to ask you about football, and then I realized I can't know anything about football because I have the game on pause. You know, so. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
So you're doing. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Thanks for still liking me after all these years. You're a nice kid.
Yeah.
Some people have outgrown me, and I appreciate your allegiance.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, sleep tight.
Okay, good night. Hello.
Hey,
Spinelli's his favorite.
Yay!
Spinelli's favorite. He always talks about Spinelli. So, Bradford.
I was telling him not to talk about football. Did you hear what I said to him or no?
No, I didn't. No, I was gonna listen to it. What'd you say?
Well, I have the game paused at halftime, so I'm not sure if you're watching the football game. But if you know anything about it, or if anybody that calls in knows, you know, don't let's not because you know people that you know follow me on Twitter know that I'm an avid Patriots fan, so therefore I'm kind of rooting against the Jets tonight. So, so people might say, you know. Say things in court, like along that line. I just wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we must not talk about football tonight, people. Not while Bradford's got the game on pause. No, I
Thank
can care
you.
Less.
Thank
I
you.
Mean, you know, truthfully, I vote for my New York teams. You know, but
I had that in mind as well. I wasn't sure if you'd be excited or depressed by the happening, so I didn't want to.
No, you know what? I'm not even watching it. I could care less, honestly. My son will tell when the Super Bowl comes on, then I'll watch it. But I could care less about the hype leading up to it. So, and we grew up Pittsburgh Steelers fans in our house. So.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
No one talks football.
Yeah.
When we get on the phone with Bradford. Okay. Let's start with a little bit about talk to me a little bit about this book that's being so heavily promoted on the show between Spinelli and Diane.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, any opportunity I get to work with Carolyn is a blast for me. But when they told me about this, when the people, you know, because this is an ABC thing, it's not like Carolyn didn't just write a book and then ABC decided to publicize it. This is ABC's doing. So when they told me about it, you know, six months to a year ago, I mean, it's kind of flattering, you know, like that ABC is putting time and money into a marketing tool, basically, and they're doing it based on me. I mean, that's really neat. So I was really flattered, and it kind of made me feel like, oh, they like me here, and, you know, maybe my job security is better than I thought it was. So since then, you know, I've read pieces of the book. I've actually read the entirety of it, and it's fantastic. Carolyn, you know, we all know Carolyn is a pretty funny lady, but you know, what she was able to do, like she really captured what I'd like to think of as you know, the voice that I've created for my character, and you know, she really captured that and put in her own kind of, you know, like fanciful sort of flourishes of creativity. Like you recognize all the characters, there's little vignettes. It's a little, you know, each story of Spinelli helping out someone from Port Charles. And so, and pretty much everyone makes an appearance. And so it's your favorite characters doing things that maybe you would expect them to do, or maybe you wouldn't expect them to do, but it's a really fun read, and Carolyn is an incredibly gifted author, and so the fact that we're getting to play out some of these things on the TV, it's fun for me because, I mean, number one, it means that I'm appearing, you know, that I'm working, and, you know, I think for a lot of us, just being there and working is a victory these days, and I'm just thrilled that I'm working, and second of all, I get to do some of the fun stuff that I haven't been able to do in a while. I'm nothing but grateful for it, and you know, Carolyn and I may be hopefully doing some book signings, and so you know, it's more time that I get to spend with her. It's more time that I get to spend working, and you know, it's kind of all fun, and it's all meant to be in the spirit of fun. I was on my Twitter feed, and it was silly of me. I followed the link to the GH Facebook page, and one of the questions they had posted was, "What would you name Spinelli and Diane's book?" And the amount of, "I'd name it stupid. I'd name it dumb. I'd name it a waste of time." Like, there was hundreds upon hundreds of these things going. Like, I think every other person said, "I'd name it stupid," and I was like, and it was just. I mean, I it, it was. It, I guess I'm not surprised, because I know that some people, you know, have strong opinions about just about everything we do.
Right.
But I'm not sure they took it in the spirit that it was meant to be taken in. It's not something we're trying to give fans of the show another way to kind of connect with us. And,
right.
And I think the people that, you know, whose brainchild it was, you know, thought this would be a fun way, like a almost like a little, you know, like a fun thing. And so it seems that some people are not receiving it in the way it was intended. But
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I'm surprised that you clicked on that, because I know you kind of stay away from stuff like that. But and I do too, because I don't like to see the negativity about it. But honestly, I think with the Facebook pages that ABC created for all three soaps, I think you got a lot of people that became fans of it, and you got a lot of strong-willed people. But I think they take out things that are happening on the show on everybody else, not intending to be malicious towards what's really going on, but like, for instance, Rebecca. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I got to touch on Rebecca Herbst. I mean, that was
of
just
course,
a shocker and a half, and it's just...
It was a shock to all of us.
It blew me and every other General Hospital fan out of the water, and
right.
You're like, what the hell are you people thinking? So, I mean, in a sense, I think that they take stuff like that and they run with it. It's like, well, if you didn't spend so much time on this, you could have did this for this character. You know what I mean? So when they
right.
see something happen with especially say something like this just happened, you know, they see, okay, well, you know what, there's so many storylines that Elizabeth could have went in, but you're spending so much time on the Sunny and Carly show. You know what I mean? So they get mean-spirited
yeah.
towards other characters because their character's being dissed. But then I see that with your character, too. Your character
yeah.
gets pushed around like a muff half the time. You know, you get yanked in and out of storylines, and it's like, what the hell are you doing? You know, there's
right.
so much, you spent so much time developing Spinelli and giving him a place in that world, and you still haven't explored his backstory.
Yes,
we still
right.
only know about Spinelli's grandmother, and that's it. We don't know who his mother is. We don't know who his father is. We don't know nothing about him other than the fact he's a computer genius. So it's like, wow, what is wrong with you? So people get pissed off about stuff like that, and I don't blame them, but I don't condone them attacking other characters or actors or actresses for it. It's just retarded. You can't do stuff like that. I'm sorry. You know, you just can't. But I can't wait to see the book, because I personally love the chemistry between Diane and Spinelli. Diane's character is hysterical. The character is just hysterical, and the two of them together on screen is great. And I'm just hoping that they keep it going like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the book comes out in April, so I imagine, you know, it'll be, you know, kind of sprinkled throughout from now until then. Is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not sure if it'll ever be. You know, I'm not sure if it'll just kind of, you know, be, as I say, sprinkled in, or if it will actually be a real story for me, like in terms of a through-line story
mm-hmm.
rather than just something I do on some days.
Right.
But, so who knows? I mean, it could go that direction. I don't know. It's funny. I haven't actually gone upstairs and talked to the writers in a while to get a sense of, you know, what is the, you know, what can I, is there anything to look forward to in terms of down, you know, months or weeks down the line. But I think, you know, we're all kind of in the midst of the Sunny and Brenda wedding, which we are beginning to shoot, and so that's kind of a big thing to get, you know, to get through. So I'm not sure people are looking
yeah.
too much past that anyway. So.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not for nothing. I was looking at a lot of the polls. In the magazines and even in the chat room over the last couple of days, because I did a couple of shows dedicated to Rebecca and to the character
okay.
of Elizabeth, because I really thought it was just it hit me hard, because you know she's one of those characters that you can just identify with, and if you really think about it, getting her off the canvas, that leaves General Hospital with one nurse. You got Epiphany. That's it. General Hospital has no
right.
nurses left except for Epiphany. So we just went over 2 days of of Elizabeth Spencer stuff, and also Brittany Underwood, who just got fired from One Life to Live also.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, she got let go this week, too. So we did a show dedicated to stuff like that.
It's a scary time, Joanne, I tell you. Like,
I know. So
you know,
I'm,
our budgets are getting slashed. You know, and not you know it's and there's not just one. You know, there's not a quick fix. Unfortunately, I'm not sure when or if it'll ever feel like normal and not scary.
It seems, and Melissa Claire Egan from All My Children decided not to renew her contract with All My Children.
I think for some people that are trying to gauge their career long term, there is some benefit. You know, because if it was 1980 and you knew you had 30, 40 years left of employment, that your show was going to be on for another 30 years, there's something really comforting in that. But if you think, well, hey, it could only be around for another, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, some, you know, if it'll be canceled before the time I want to retire or something like that, then you kind of have to think of your career in terms of its overall longevity. And for some people, I think that means, you know, you got to see what else is out there to keep yourself, you know, to keep your value outside of the show high enough that whenever you, you know, if and when you ever do leave the show, you could possibly work somewhere else. Because that's one of the frustrating things about our business is, you know, if you've been on a soap opera for so long, then the industry sees you as just that, and it is really hard to, you know, to make it somewhere else. And
yeah,
so you know, and that's not a problem if soaps are on for another 30 years and you can go from show to show or stay with the same show or whatever and just kind of exist in that genre. But if soaps are going to end, which, you know, is something that is very possible, then
right,
and then the whole rest of the industry just
done.
Goes, oh, well, they're just a soap actor, then you're done, you know?
Right.
And so that's one of the difficult realities, because for me, I am beyond certain that my job now, my job at GH, will be the best job I ever have. You know,
right.
Like the way we shoot our show, the people, the schedule, the fans, just like the whole package. My life now, the way it's structured, and the things that I'm able to give priority to, it's the best possible situation in an entertainment job I can possibly imagine. So you know, so it's hard to think, oh gosh, in order to save my career, you know, in order to make sure I have a career for another 20, 30 years, I have to possibly consider working other jobs, even if I wouldn't want to ever leave. You know, it's a tough thing. You gotta think about those things, which is unfortunate.
Right. Yeah. Well, what I wanted to ask you about was this pilot that got picked up for TNT.
Yeah. It hasn't been picked up, but I did shoot a pilot for TNT. We won't, you know, it hasn't been picked up yet. There's no guarantees. There's no anything like that. We'll know later in the spring if it gets picked up, and at that point we'll have to figure out what to do. You know, if I can do both, if I can, you know, so that's just something that we'll have to figure out.
Well,
you know.
It's a tricky business that you're in, and you know what? I give you guys so much credit for dealing with it on a day-to-day basis, especially now. You know, I was talking to some of the people the other night, and they were saying, you know, it used to be you were a vet if you were on a soap at least 10 years, but these days you're considered a vet if you make it past two.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So, you know, again, it's something else. It's, but, it, you know, on the flip side, Cupid and Eros. Talk to me a little bit about that. I had everybody going crazy on Twitter to go look for that today, and I watched
good.
It.
Thank you.
Your wife is just stunning in the first three episodes. So tell us about that.
Well, it's one of my best friends in the world. He's my college roommate, a guy named Avi, who will be joining us in a few minutes, I believe. He and I went to NYU together, and we've known each other since freshman year of college, fall of 98. And, you know, he was a film major, and we always, you know, mused about the possibility of working together, and we've planned to do it a few times, and it's just never, ever worked out, and so this is kind of, you know, a long time coming, and Cure was in the, you know, in the first three, the first set, I think episode two and three.
First three
and,
episodes, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and
first two, second two, rather. Sorry.
Right. And, you know, and that was her kind of her screen debut, if you will. And, you know, so we're all friends and obviously a very talented guy. And so it was just, you know, it was just fun. And anybody that's watched it can see that what they've done so far is really great. And I think the stuff that we have shot that is yet to be seen is really fun too.
Yes, they were pretty awesome. I can't, and tomorrow I have to say, that the other the second season premiere episode webisode will be airing tomorrow. If you go to cupidanderos.com, I put the link in the chat room, you guys. It'll show you sometime tomorrow during the day. It will be airing the first episode of the second installment of this original little webisode. I really like it. I think it's a nice original idea.
Yeah.
That being said, we're going to get to some soap callers in a little bit, but first we're going to have Bradford's buddies come on. We have Avi. Welcome to the show. Oh, no, this is Angie first. Sorry, Angie. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? Now we have Avi. Avi, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having us on.
Anytime.
Hey,
Avi.
Hi, Angie.
Hello, Bradford. Yes. Modern technology. Yes. This is awesome.
I know.
Isn't
it's pretty
great.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Avi, are you the brains behind this? Are you the creator behind this? Cupid and Arrows.
I'm the creator. I hope I'm the brains. I'm sure that occasionally people are wondering whether that's true or not, but. But, yeah, it was all my idea, so I guess people can either thank me or hate me for it.
Oh, no, I watched it, and it's fabulous. It's original. I like the fact that it's original. There's so many web series out there now. And what made you go to this Greek mythology theme?
Mainly because I'm a huge nerd. It's true
that it's completely verifiable.
Yeah, Bradford can pretty much back me up on that. Mythology and fables and sort of, you know, like storytelling with a capital S has always been something that's sort of, you know, been bouncing around my brain. And actually, Bradford and I are the sort of third musketeer, I guess, in our group in college. I actually did a film with him when we were juniors called The First Seven that was actually about Lucifer and Beelzebub's first 7 days in hell, which I perceived as being like an empty New York apartment. So stuff like this was sort of just always bouncing around. And I think the Cupid thing kind of just came up because, you know, it seemed funny to me to, you know, have this guy who's always fixing up other people and just can't get a date himself for the life of them. And it just kind of, you know, expanded from there.
I think it's a great idea. It's completely original. I mean, I haven't seen anything like it. I think it's fabulous. And Angie, tell me what your role is in all this, how you got into it.
I play Eros. So one of the love gods. And I get to do one scene with Bradford this time around, but I think it's important to point out the beauty of and the irony of Bradford's character.
I don't know. Do we want to talk about Bradford? Is that something we're allowed to say?
Anyone?
Please do.
Do you want to take that one, Brad?
Well, you know what? It's funny. Early on, I think this actually it worked out beautifully in the end because the guy that plays Cupid, his name is Josh Hine. He's a NYU alum with the rest of us. Initially, Avi and I had talked about me playing that role, But the shooting dates were a couple weeks after Soap Cruise of last year. And some of you may remember, I ruptured my Achilles tendon on Soap Cruise.
Yes, you did.
So I remember calling, I called Avi from Mexico, and I was convinced that I was still going to be able to do it because I didn't know the extent of my injury at that point. So I called him and I was like, huh, I kind of hurt myself, but I think it'll be fine. But turns out, you know, I needed surgery and I was, you know, there was no way I could have been a sprightly love god. So Josh Hine stepped in and has done an incredible job. And, you know, when I watched the first three episodes, whenever they premiered last spring, I kind of watched it and I was like, I'm so glad I hurt myself in some sick way because this guy seems more like Cupid than I could have been. So I think it was some gods, whether they were Greek or whatever gods you might believe in, you know, striking me down on a cruise ship in Mexico so that the roles could be played appropriately. And so then Avi had this genius idea of writing me into the script as Achilles. Ha-ha!
the biggest joke in all of this is that, when Brad and I had the conversation and realized he wasn't going to be able to do the role the first time around, and I think like everyone else on the crew, my producer, my director of photography, everyone was like, he ruptured his Achilles. That's funny. We're doing a Greek and Roman thing. I didn't get it at all. Like I was so completely just like, you know, what the heck am I going to do? But it did work out. And actually, in a way, I mean, I don't know, you know, beyond the fact that you know, Josh has come in and, you know, made the role his own. You know, I think to a certain extent, the role we were able to write for Bradford with Achilles, in some ways, I think is a little more different than the types of stuff you normally do, Brad. And to a certain extent, Cupid is kind of more in line with, you know, some of the stuff that you were doing back when we were in New York. And
right.
And without giving it away, Bradford gets to do stuff in episodes 8 and 9, in particular, the last two episodes of the season that. I don't think you've really ever done on screen or all that much of, and it'll hopefully be fun for people to see him in that light.
Yeah, well, I mean, granted, the last person to portray Achilles on screen was Brad Pitt, so I mean, it's not that different.
You know what? completely over the top performance. No one would believe that Brad Pitt was a Greek demigod. I mean, that's completely out of character.
This is a slightly different take on Achilles, and I really appreciate that Avi, with his, you know, his grand imagination, could picture me as one of the greatest warriors of all time. A warrior of love. Yeah,
exactly. And it could be noted too that one of the part of the, you know, the whole idea and the, you know, the thing that allows us to have, you know, a Cupid and an Eros was this idea that we came up with early on, that all these sort of different versions of the same god and the same character sort of all coexist, which has meant that we can, you know, for example, turn Eros, who really, you know, if you want to be literal about it, is just another name for Cupid, not only into a separate god, but into, you know, a hot woman who causes all sorts of trouble.
She's a little hoe down there at Eros. She's just in that little bar. Go ahead, girl. She don't care what it is. Picking it up left and right.
It's good time.
Go, girl.
You know, it's good to be able to play a role where a woman has her power and just is and gets to just do what she wants and be what she wants and doesn't have to care, you know, and just
you
don't
even want to go to a bar and just spit out one of those lines and see what would happen.
Hey, don't think I haven't.
Amazing. As Avi starts to freak out.
Yeah, I'm in so much trouble after this call, aren't I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no, it's a good role to play. I think it's a role that every female would love to play, just to be a woman with power, you know.
And
sure.
Just to be able to wear,
and
just to be able to wear that bright red lipstick. Hell, I want to do that all
Listen,
the time.
Well, you need a whip. Give her a whip.
with one of them arrows stuck to the end of it, and she'd be good.
That's right.
You know, that could easily show up any time now.
Well,
nice.
I'm going to be watching now for that. I'm going to be watching for the whip. So tomorrow, the second installment airs. What are we going to see tomorrow?
Tomorrow is, I've sort of been referring to it as, I guess, like season 1.5. We had a break between the first three episodes and the rest of season one, just because of how financing came together and all that stuff. And tomorrow, you know, we got a little bit of a taste of sort of, you know, Godland in episode one. And tomorrow takes place all on Earth, but it's going to kick us into a couple of episodes where we get to hang out at an interpantheon mixer and see a bunch of our gods interacting with each other, which hopefully will be fun. It was something that actually got cut out of the first episode, and I'm kind of glad that it did, because it meant that instead of spending a scene on it, we could actually spend, you know, three episodes on it. And and sadly, Bradford's Achilles doesn't actually show up until episode 7. I hope people will still check the show out tomorrow anyway.
The feedback so far that I've seen since I started tweeting about it just, you know, what, a couple hours before you guys came on, people have already watched this, even before I even knew it existed. So, and they love it. Now, what a lot of people are typing in the chat room is that they love the mock American Idol scene. That was great, you know. So yeah, people knew about this even before I did, but the feedback is fantastic, and the fact that they love it, trust me, they'll be sticking around. And what the magnificent thing about Bradford, and we were just talking about the fans with soap stars and whatever, he's got such an incredible fan base at General Hospital. They'll follow him in anywhere he goes, you know. If he
God
did a commercial,
God bless him,
listen,
everyone.
Yeah. If Bradford did a commercial for Scott paper towels, I guarantee you it would be TiVo'd more than, you know, a million times, and people would just watch it, because that's
right.
The kind of fans that he has.
It's funny, Joanne. It's funny. I did this. I did a couple commercials right as I started working on GH, and. It might have been before this first YouTube thing, but I did this Arizona Lottery commercial that I always wanted to see, and I assumed it would get up on YouTube, and it never has found its way. So if anyone listening today has seen an Arizona Lottery commercial with me in it, put
really?
It on YouTube or something, because I'm sure it's long gone now, but I've always wanted to see it. I never got to see it. Anyway, sorry, that was a bit
tangential.
Well,
we'll
I apologize.
Stuff is out there.
All right.
Just
look, I got all my... My geekers in the chat room, go start searching for Bradford's Arizona Lottery commercial from the year he started on General Hospital. Get on that right away. Let's go. Move it.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm watching.
So tomorrow, 4, 5, and 6 launch, and then 7, 8, and 9 launch when?
So tomorrow, 4 will go online tomorrow. There's a chance it might be on before, but technically new episodes are going to air starting tomorrow every Monday at 3 o'clock Eastern, 12 Pacific. And so, yeah, so there's a slight chance, or not slight chance, probably a better than slight chance, that if people are really anxious, episode 4 will probably be up earlier in the day as we test out the new website and get everything ready. But in general, Mondays at noon if you're out here on the West Coast, or 3 in the afternoon if you're on the East. And if you're on Mountain Time, then I don't know, sometime in the middle.
Which means we get to deal with Valentine's Day, which is a big deal.
On Monday, on Valentine's Day, that's going to actually be Bradford's first episode, and in fact, his three episodes, they are our Valentine's Day storyline. He's at the center of it.
Okay. Very good.
I didn't know you had planned that out so well, Avi. Well done.
See how that works?
Thank you. Yeah.
What attracted you to the web series? Because web series are so popular right now, and they're popping up everywhere. Is that what you think the new format's going to be for a lot of people?
You know, it's not that I think it's going to be, you know, the new format necessarily. A lot of it was sort of, you know, just sort of being in the right time at the right place in terms of the first three episodes were actually done in connection with a program of an alumni group from NYU out here, and they were interested in doing stuff in web. So as far as the timing of getting into the web series and it being like this year, that had a lot to do with it. But, you know, in general, the thing that was attractive to me when this whole thing started, the first three episodes were actually originally written as a short film. So that's what my background is shorts and features. And I had been toying with getting into web series with some other projects, and I had just never, you know, thought that this would be it. But what happened is that as all of us who were going to be working on the short, my key crew, my producer, Angie, my director of photography, as we were talking about the script, we just kept on coming up with scenes that we wanted to shoot, and it became really clear really quickly that we just weren't going to be happy telling only one story. And so once that happened, well, you know, the reality is that, you know, I don't have a huge name. TV right now is anybody's guess, you know, as far as, you know, what's going to happen. I know you guys were talking about, you know, what soaps are like right now and narrative or, sorry, you know, standard drama and sitcom are in upheaval too. You know, I just didn't want to leave anything to chance, and I didn't want to have to, give any of it up. So we decided to just go to the web where no one, you know, there are fewer rules because the rules are still being written. And so we figured that was a way for us to tell the story we wanted to tell, you know, for as long or as short a time as we wanted to and, you know, in the way we wanted to. And also to try and, you know, hopefully build, you know, I mean, you know, you talk about Brad's fans and seeing, you know, that sort of passion, you know, online, which is something that I've been a part of on the, like, genre and comic book side because, again, I'm a huge nerd. The idea of using a web series where you can essentially harness that and get, you know, get the fans involved, you know, that's really exciting. And you don't get that from normal TV, you know, unless you've got a lot of money in, you know, in the studio behind you. But, you know, on the web, you know, tweet away,
Something like this, you can build a world, essentially, a lot more quickly and... Like you've done with like the you know Olympian News takeoff and you know so, and the vlogs and all the other content you can build a whole world for people to follow.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
not involved in
that was a big part of it too. In fact, actually, that reminds me if people you know like these characters, Cupid has his own YouTube page where he has his video diary, but the thing that sort of happens on a more ongoing basis is Eros actually has her own webcast, and right now we're actually looking for submissions. You can check that at www.aneveningwitheros.com. And we're actually hoping that people will get involved directly, send in questions, and let, you know, a goddess of love answer, you know, directly to them on the web.
And eveningwitheros.com. I want to put it in the chat room, right? aneveningwitheros.com. Okay, go check that out.
Yeah.
Everyone in the chat room, I just put it in there. And www.cupidanderos.com. Tomorrow the new episode will be up, and Bradford's episode will be airing on Valentine's Day. But you got to watch before Bradford airs. You got to go through the whole thing. So.
Yeah.
No cheating.
And they're kind of the perfect length, and they have nice little cliffhangers at each one. And as we said before, you get to see my beautiful wife in episodes 2 and 3, as well as the beautiful Angie
in
every episode.
And actually, there is. I wonder whether people will be able to spot it. But here's a little trivia for you: in episode 3, Bradford is actually in it, playing Cupid, it's just the back of his head.
Oh, really?
Josh had to run somewhere, had to go like, and so it was the camera was just on Kira, so I was Josh's stand-in, so you're seeing the back of my head as she's talking to Cupid, but if you can figure out, you know, the patterns of my hair, and whatnot, you could maybe figure it out. But.
We know your hair very well, Bradford.
Right.
We know your hair.
Right.
Okay. But you know what's really funny is that when I first started watching it, the similarities between Avi and you are quite remarkable as far as not look-wise, but character-wise, I guess, and body language, and I could see him being your friend.
Oh, yeah, the guy that we said,
Josh. Oh, Josh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Josh.
Yeah, no, you're right, we do have, we have similar sensibilities, you're right.
Okay, so, yes, I can
see
that,
and he is a wonderfully nice guy, and dare I say, very handsome.
He is a good-looking man, that Josh Hine. You are too, Bradford, don't get me wrong, but.
Thank you.
And his wife is quite stunning, the lovely Kira. And you gave her an appropriate name. I mean, her name is Jo. Hello, who's your host today? Jo. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So,
oh, gosh.
It comes
well, you know what?
Circle.
I appreciate you guys stopping in, and I'm really glad that we got to make this connection. I'm excited to see what brings tomorrow. So I want to make sure everybody checks out CupidAndEros.com for the next installment of this fantastic original little web series that's going to blow up into something huge, because I could see a cult following with something like this, you know, kind of like in the vampire sense. Let's move it that way. Let's get it popular like the vampire series.
A new slew of shows about Greek gods, absolutely. Why not?
I think so.
We could do Team Achilles and Team Apollo, maybe, you know.
Absolutely. Hey, weirder things have happened, okay? I think that's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Well,
you've got
fantastic.
A website, start putting up those shirts. So,
great.
Guys,
we have so many wonderful things to look forward to.
Yeah. See, look at that. All these ideas popping out. Get busy on them shirts now.
That's right.
red and white.
Drawing sketches right now as we talk.
Very nice.
I want to thank Avi and Angie and Bradford. Bradford, thank you for introducing them to the Stardish audience.
Thanks for having us all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. And Bradford, you've got to stick around because we've got some Port Charles people waiting to talk to you. And Andy, I can't wait until tomorrow. Are you guys going to stick around or on the phone? Oh, actually, you know what, before I even get into that, since you're one of Bradford's oldest friends, I want some dirt on Bradford from high school. From college. From college. Give me an embarrassing moment. Tell me something about Bradford that his fans don't know.
Something about Bradford that his fans don't know. All right, I'm going to have
to... We know he's an amazing actor. We know he's an amazing singer. Give us something else.
I can tell you that for about a year during senior year when we lived together in an apartment in the East Village, I have never seen a man do more creative things with Hamburger Helper than I have seen Bradford do. It was pretty remarkable. So there's that. He's good looking and he can cook, ladies.
Well, and that's the funny thing. You know, it was that year we had a nice kitchen, and I was packing lunches for myself, going to college classes, which is something that I have never done prior or done since. I was so domestic, maybe because you and Dan, our other roommate, were so
undomestic. Had to boil water.
So maybe it just kind of kicked me into gear, and I mean, wearing aprons, packing people lunches. I mean, I'm not sure what was going on, but anyway. So whatever you did, whatever your house habits were that kicked me into gear, I have you to thank, Avi. So thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
You know what? I can see Bradford now because you know you get gifts from your fans all the time. I could see someone sending you now that little white glove in the commercial from the Hamburger Helper.
That'd be great.
Oh boy.
If you ever need a new guy to do the voice, Brad.
What's that?
I can see that happening now. You see?
Oh yeah, the Hamburger Helper voice, don't you? Yeah.
Well,
is that enough dirt for you, Joanne? Have you embarrassed
me enough?
Jeez.
That's enough. The Hamburger Helper is good. I could deal with that. Something we don't know, a little trivia about Bradford Anderson and Hamburger Helper. I appreciate it, Avi.
maybe I'll get a sponsorship deal now. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. Maybe you have commercials right there. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I just popped onto our switchboard, and Bradford, you got some callers. Angie and Avi, are you sticking around to listen to Sims? All right. Well, I really appreciate you guys calling in.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon,
right,
Bradford.
See you later, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
All right, cool.
CupidandTheArrows.com, people. CupidandTheArrows.com. You're welcome. Oh, gosh. Bradford, they're adorable.
Aren't they sweet?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yeah. All right, let's get to some of your fans here. We're going to go here to area code 78. Area code 714, sorry. You got your speakers way up, 714, because I could hear myself talk. All right, you're going to have to pull down your speakers because I can't listen to myself. Area code 785, you're on the phone with Bradford Anderson. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Bradford, Renee.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Renee? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, well, I was in Topeka, Kansas, but now I'm in Jackson, Tennessee, but that just happened to be in my area code. I'm originally from Jackson, Tennessee, so, yeah. I've tried to Twitter you a few times, and I've never gotten a response, so I was just going to try to call in.
Well, here we are. This is so much better than Twittering. We're talking
live. Well,
yeah.
It is. Yeah.
So what's going on with you, Renee? Is there anything about our show that's sparking your interest these days? What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love Spinelli. I think that you do a wonderful job being able to talk the way you do and the way you pronounce.
I got to say, I love the way you talk right now. So congratulations for being able to talk like you're talking right now. It's really that kind of southern sultry thing. Loving it.
Oh, God. Everybody says that about my voice. They say
it's very nice.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well,
it's relaxing me. I feel like very serene now. Thank you.
That's so sweet.
Right.
Well, I'm actually gotten married myself. My husband is actually in Georgia because he just lost his job in Topeka and got another job in California, in South Carolina. And so I'm away from my husband. We've only been married since November, so it's kind of hard. But
yeah. Well, congrats on the wedding, and that's great that he was able to find another job.
Thank you.
That's good
news. Yeah, well, we're hoping if he passes the physical and if he passes his the driving test, because he puts in generators. That's his job. He's an EPG, and so that's what he does. Yeah. So.
Well, I hope you guys can reunite soon.
Oh, me too. Believe me, me too.
So what are you liking on the show right now?
Well, I like the Spinelli Diane thing. I just think Carolyn is the sweetest. I mean, she's so nice.
She is.
I mean, I bet it's so much fun working with her. I like everybody on the show pretty much. I like Brandon Barash. I like everybody. But I mean, I really like your character and the episode that you sang to Maxie. I was like, oh my God.
The karaoke scene, yeah.
The karaoke thing. Well, I sing myself. I've been singing I've been singing since I was five. So I sing.
I can hear that nice, pure tone in your voice. I bet you're a great singer.
I've been told I'm a pretty good singer, yes. Please tell me you don't want me to sing something.
We won't make it unless you want to. See, I've always been that, you know, whenever you tell anyone that you sing or they know you sing, they always try to put you on the spot. My family does it all the time. And so I don't ever put anyone on the spot to sing unless, of course,
I don't mind singing. I'm sure the whole world will hear, but I don't mind singing. it doesn't embarrass me. I've sang in front of 300 people when I was in high school.
Well, are you asking to sing, Renee?
If you want me to.
She's kind of fishing for an invitation here. Hey, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you're in the singing mood, by all means, bless us with your dulcet tones.
All right, sing something for your man Bradford here.
come on.
Okay,
give
let's see. Let me think of something. What's a good song I could sing? Let me think for a minute.
Do a little Carrie Underwood, Jesus Take the Wheel.
Oh, okay. let's see if I can figure out, how's that go? I don't know how it all, I know how it goes, but I don't know all of it. I know a lot of her songs, so let me think of a song. Hold on just a minute.
Right.
All right.
You think, I'm going to take another caller, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Stay on the line, think of it, and we'll come back to you, and it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Okay.
Absolutely. You think something. All right. Look at that, Brant. It's a little American Idol going on Stardust Radio. This next caller is Heather. Heather, say hi to Bradford.
Hi, Bradford.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm very good. So really love Carly and Spinelli recently, and I'm going to ask you a question that a bunch of people in the chat room are going to hate because they already said gross to this, but is there any chance we're going to see Carly and Spinelli kiss anytime soon?
Hey, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. You know, it's funny, you know, Laura and I have worked together a lot in the last, I guess, six months to a year, you know. And, you know, with this whole trying to find dirt on Dante. And it's never been written into the script, but Laura is such a great actress. Every scene that she's in, she tries to do everything she can. She tries to find a very specific intention and tries to find ways to get what she wants out of people. And so, she wants Spinelli to be on her side. She wants Spinelli to dig up this dirt. And so sometimes Laura has kind of resorted to flirtiness with Spinelli, which, as I said, has never been in the script, but it's really fun to see how he reacts to her and so we kind of played with that just for our own entertainment. It's never something that would ever be written into the story, but who knows what would happen. Anything could happen with me and Laura on stage, so I can't imagine that would happen, but It would be pretty hilarious if it did.
Yeah, I love Carly. She's my favorite.
Oh, she's just a freaking firecracker. I mean, I you never know what she's gonna do, and it's always interesting. You know, I think she's a great actress, and she finds something active to do in every scene, and I think that's why it's so much fun to watch her. You know, she's never boring. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah, God, no, she's not.
I also wanted to tell you that I follow you on Twitter, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not a very good Twitterer. I know some people are pretty entertaining on Twitter, and I don't consider myself terribly entertaining, so I apologize. I hope you follow other people that are much more entertaining than me.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Well, thank
you. All right. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Heather.
Laura's an actually good Twitterer. She's always on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
She's very entertaining on Twitter. Yes.
Laura Carolyn. Carolyn's an incredible Twitter person.
Yes, she is.
Greg Vaughn can get in a flourish and just tweet and tweet. Kirsten has her days where she tweets about, you know, every single thing she does, which is funny. It kind of happens. I don't know, for me, if I'm thinking about it, or if I'm at a very cool thing, then like if I'm experiencing something that I think is noteworthy, I'll share it. But I don't always think to do it, so I apologize.
No, that's all right. Waiting for
interesting things with me, but
that's okay. We're gonna go to area code 518. 518. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm calling from outside of Albany.
Oh, right.
Albany,
is it cold there?
It's really cold here. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Sorry.
Yeah,
it was a very nice day in Southern California, I must tell you.
Oh, well, thank you for rubbing that in.
So what's going on, Stephanie? What's on your mind?
Well, there's about 300 questions in the chat room that I've been being told to ask, but I think what we kind of want to know is what direction Spinelli is going in. I kind of would like to see Diane turn out to be his mom.
Hey, I think that would be, Carolyn and I have talked about that. You know, I think both of us are, are interested in what our characters, where our characters have come from and, the family history of them, and that would answer our question for both of us if we were related.
It's strange that they've never explored Spinelli's background at all.
It is strange. And I don't know, we haven't heard from Grandma in a while either.
I know.
No.
Poor Grandma.
God, I hope she's okay.
We want Betty White to come on and be Granny.
That'd be great.
Man, how awesome would that be?
Yeah, she's pretty busy lately.
Yeah, she is. She's the girl.
Yeah, I'm not sure she's she's not a stranger to soap,
she's not.
She's got that Hot in Cleveland show, and
it's a very funny show too.
And she's making cameos in just about every movie around, so she's in demand.
Well, can I tell you something interesting about her right now? Not specifically her, but her show are doing a crossover with All My Children.
Susan
was on Hot in Cleveland.
Susan
Lucy's going to
be on Hot in Cleveland, right? And the other Wendy Malick and Jane Leaves is going to be, Jane Leaves is going to be on All My Children.
That's great. I'm confused. Does Disney own TV Land? Do we know this?
I have no idea.
I don't know
how all that came around, but it did.
Right.
So you know what? It wouldn't be odd to see Spinelli show up in Cleveland.
That would be cool. Spinelli needs to visit some people.
And Spinelli does. Spinelli likes women, older women, younger women, older women.
Valerie Bertinelli,
Yeah. So
she's a hottie.
Spinelli does like his women.
Yes. He never gets close to them, but he he likes them.
Yeah.
We
got to get him one that can actually stay with him.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they don't know a good thing when they have it. That's the thing.
There you go. Yeah, no, I was thinking about what's coming up for him. I don't know. Once I kind of realized that the thing that kind of made me realize that Spinelli and Maxie were really kind of not done, because they have me talking about her all the time, but I never really do anything with her, was when she was in the bus crash and I never even found out on screen.
And he never really kind of even said anything about, Maxie was in the bus crash. I mean, he knew about the bus crash, but it was like kind of odd. But
there's a lot of plot holes
that don't make a lot of sense sometimes that we point out as fans that, I don't know.
You can understand it to a point where they write a story with a specific reaction in mind from certain characters, and hard to think of every single character's reaction, so I understand it, but that's when it made me realize that Spinelli and Maxie was really out of their mind, at least in that moment. They weren't thinking about Spinelli and Maxie at all.
I think it's okay if they don't, go back towards Spixie, if that's the nickname, but if I would like to see them kind of move him into having some sort of story of his own, with a background and, that kind of thing, and kind of explore his background and make him, maybe a little more serious, too, would be interesting. I think you play serious very well, just as well as the comedy. So that's what would be interesting about it.
Yeah.
I would love to
I
see
think
that.
This book storyline, there's going to be plenty of, lighthearted moments. But I think as the book is constructed and done. I think it was actually on a website I saw as a spoiler, Spinelli gets his novel published and things happen or something. So who knows, something along that, he could enter the world as a published author and then have real I think there's hopefully whatever story that comes along, there'll be moments for lightheartedness, but also for some real drama, if you will.
Right. Well, and I do love the fact that, Jason's all nervous that he's going to get outed or whatever. I don't know what Jason's nervous about, but I love the way Steve plays it sometimes, so that's always funny.
Yeah, agreed. So, the great thing is that I have been working on a fairly regular basis, and I know that, I know that I'll be there. I'll be there a bunch this spring, so there should be there should be a fair amount of Spinelli on screen, which is...
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
And I
thank
know a lot
so
of
much.
People have already ordered the book, too.
Oh, good. They won't be disappointed. As I said, I've read it, and it's so much fun. Great. So much fun. Yeah.
Well,
so.
Stay warm up there.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to put some more warm socks on.
All right. Have a good
all
night.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Now, speaking of, you'll be going on a sub cruise this week, aren't you?
Yeah, going to support Stephanie. She's in the cold. I'm going from Southern California to sunny Key West in Mexico. No, it's the final year of sub cruise. This is the final voyage. So Brandon's going, and Lisa LeCicero is going, and I'm trying to think. I think that might be it from our show.
There's a gazillion soap stars going, but what I'm seeing in the chat room is Bradford's not allowed to play basketball on this cruise.
That is for damn sure. Besides, hopefully everyone on the boat encouraging me to make smart choices, I have a pretty strong, pretty strong instructions from my wife not to do anything that would lead me to surgery. So I'm going to be. But luckily, there's nothing physically dangerous about being in a casino. So
not at all, other than going broke. And you know
right. What?
From what I understand, you're going to have a lot of people there. I believe Rodney's going on this cruise too. So
we all know what a gambler
he is.
I'm excited. There's always a wonderful group of people that go, and we always have a wonderful time. It's a blast. It really
is.
Yeah.
Well, area code 312, this is Tony from Chicago. Say hi to Bradford, Tony.
Hey, Bradford, what's going on, man?
Hey, Tony, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good. I've been listening to the show about the book and everything. It's a good thing that's going on with the scene with the book, with Spinelli and Diane actually writing the book and showing the sanity scenes with that, too. And it's done it pretty neat. So it's pretty neat, you know.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it. It's been a lot of fun to do, and as I said, there'll be more.
Yeah, and you think one of those ideas would be if they went doing one of the book scenes, they would have like they know a lot about Carly and Spinelli, but in this case, in the fantasy world, they'd be actually kissing. You know, would that be cool?
Spinelli and who?
And Carly.
Oh, and Carly in the fantasy world? Well, in the book, Jackal P.I., you know, I think he every female that he comes in contact with is an opportunity for romance. You know, if you've listened to when Spinelli talks in voiceover in those fantasies, you know, he's much more sure of himself in his mind than he is in real life, and so his what happens in his stories is not necessarily what you would expect to happen if you were to see, you know, his real life, quote unquote, real life stuff on the show. So it's really fun because it is Spinelli, but it's in his perception of what happens when he's at his best. And I'm not sure if there's actually a kiss with him and Carly in the book, but there is certainly. There's undertones and overtones and innuendo, and I mean, any way you can spell it, there's romance in the novel for sure.
That's going to be good to see. Like I said, that'd be great to see that book when it comes out in April. Say April, right?
Yeah, it's April. So, some of the stories will be played out on air as well, just to kind of give a little tease and. And, you know, it's nice, too, to give me and Carolyn some screen time together so we can kind of relish in the fact that that this is happening to us. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to move on, Tony.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Tony. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, no problem. And remember, no basketball on the cruise now, okay?
No worries. No worries.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
All right, see you, buddy.
Oh, geez. We've got area code 315. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Syracuse, New York.
Chris
from Syracuse. All right.
Hey, Bradford, what's up?
How are you?
Good. I'm watching General Hospital right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Wow, we're not on Sundays at 10 in the evening time, I don't think, are we? You have one of those new things.
General Hospital Marathon.
Oh, my goodness. Are you watching SoapNet or something?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how about that? Is anything interesting happening?
Yeah, you're talking with Diane right now.
Oh, neat. Neat. Are you like are you liking the Spinelli and Diane stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm really a Carly and Spinelli fan.
Oh. Yeah, is there a faction of people that are rooting for Car Spin or if
Car Spin?
I guess so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's actually feasible, but
I don't know.
Yeah, but it would certainly be entertaining. Is that what you were calling to tell us that you are a Car Spin fan?
No. Well, kinda. Well,
yeah.
You do a great job at acting.
Oh, well, thank you.
Did you have a question, Chris?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to call in and say hi.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you for
stopping by, and I'll try to push the Carly Spinelli action with you in mind. All right. Stay warm in Syracuse. Go
yeah,
Orange.
Okay.
Woo!
Go Orange! Woo!
All right.
He liked that Car Spin idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a great
you made
idea.
Him giggle.
It's a fine
you
idea.
Giggle, Bradford. You
oh,
made him
what
giggle.
For. What am I for?
I know. All right. Well, we're going to take
one more caller. Do we have the singing lady back?
Oh, where is she? That's where I'm going right now. You know what? I almost forgot about her. I'm glad you said that. And matter of fact, I was clicking right on her right now, my singing lady. What was your name again?
Renee from Tennessee. Dawn Renee, yes.
Right.
Do you have lemonade in your refrigerator right now?
No.
Oh,
what
I
about
could
sweet
just pick
tea?
You welcome it like a tray of lemonade or sweet tea, yes.
Sweet tea is delicious.
I love sweet tea. They don't have that in California.
No, they don't.
Because I've lived
it's
in California.
Shame.
It is.
You know what?
McDonald's
during the summer has sweet tea, which is just silly. But
really?
Anyway. Yeah.
Renee, what are you going to sing for us?
I decided to sing Amazing Grace because I know all the words. I know the first verse. I don't know the whole thing. So
all right.
bear with me here. Okay.
All right. Ready, Bradford?
Okay, here we go. All right. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
Amazing.
Really well done.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for
well, you're very welcome
for sharing with us.
Well, thank you very much, and it's been
wow.
a great time talking with you. And if you didn't
Absolutely.
Get on Twitter, just you know, remember Dawn Renee 70, and then I can just maybe say hi. I know you don't get on there that often, but I appreciate
right.
you letting me sing. Thank you.
Oh, of course.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much, Renee.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your sweet tea. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, right, Joanne. What a show.
Okay. Bradford, I can't tell you how much I'm going to miss doing this with you until we get our new format.
I know. We always find our new voice.
Yeah, we always, we can go on for hours and hours with your fan base. And the two suggestions I'm going to have for you is
okay.
get rid of MySpace and get on Facebook.
Yeah, I need to start I need to start a Facebook. You're right. No, because I can't. Because of MySpace. Yeah, I do. You're right.
I mean, MySpace even don't even go on MySpace no more. They fired half their staff. You know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, I haven't been. I haven't been good. I haven't been good at just about anything.
Well, no, you're always good at everything, and that's why I have to say, Bradford was voted number one guest of Stardish Radio all time. I mean, we've only been on the air for, you know, about 3 years. Well, 3 years would be in April, but he's been voted the number one guest. He's been voted in the Stardish Radio polls. He's been voted best with his fans. Over, you know, and you know, it's over a bunch of people, you know, so...
You
again,
guys.
And I listen. You know, I told you this from the day that I met you, Super Soap Weekend, when you came out there like a crazy fool with the SoapNet cameras, and as long as you're good to your fans, you'll go forever. And you've proven that to be true. And I'm really proud of you for sticking to that. You know, because I've seen it happen with many people where they started out really, really sweet with their fans and then kind of just moved on, you know, but you haven't done that, and I'm really proud of you for not doing that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that.
You make it really easy to like you as a person and your work, you know. I mean, because you could really like somebody's work as an actor, but if they're a jackass as a person, you really don't want to have nothing to do with them at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the fact that you are a wonderful person, it emulates in your work and it shines through, and that's why everybody loves you.
Well, thank you. My mom would be thrilled to hear all that. Thank you.
Well, you tell her I said so. Everyone out there that we didn't get to, I really apologize, but this just goes so fast. Remember to support CupidandEros.com. Bradford's episodes will be showing up soon. Support Bradford on his Twitter account at Beeford Anderson, and I'm sure we'll start seeing a little bit more Twitter from him. And if we do get a Facebook account from Bradford, I'll post it on stardishradio.net. Tuesday will be my last show on Blog Talk Radio with Kristen Alderson. That'll be 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Well, congrats to you, Joanne, for a great 3 years. You do a wonderful job, and I know all of us enjoy coming on with you, and thanks for being so good to us.
Well, I really appreciate it. Now, I'm going to let Bradford go and do his football thing because I already know the results. So I'm just it's killing me to keep my mouth shut. So I'm hanging up before I say something and get in trouble. Bradford,
yeah,
I love you to death.
Well, thank you. And
listen,
I was just saying, Kira's made me a delicious dinner, so the timing is perfect.
Perfect. Tyler says good night because he's still sitting here listening to me talk to you. Everyone, make sure you follow Bradford on Twitter, and I'll definitely let you know what's happening with Stardish Radio. Appreciate you all coming out tonight. Bradford, go eat your dinner, watch your football, tell Wifey I said thanks, and she was quite lovely in her little epis.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, and thank you, Joanne. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye. All right, everybody,
bye.
Good night, and make sure you come back Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, for Kristen Alderson from One Life to Live. She plays Star Manning, and she's doing a new video blog with Nick Roebuck, who plays James on her show. I really appreciate you guys coming out. Stardish Radio's not ending. Let's not say. I see you guys typing that in the chat room. Not ending. We're looking for a different format, but it's going to be a little while before I get back on the air. So Tuesday night will be the last one for a while. So Tuesday night, Kristen Alderson, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you guys for coming out and listening, spending some time with us on Sunday. Have a good night.
Hi guys, this is Denise Bassi, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stouse, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.